This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we're into August, and the gardens are really coming into all of their glory right now. Vegetable garden is being very productive. The flowers are all in bloom, and your perennials are looking absolutely gorgeous. This is the time of the year that will really make or break you for production. So if you've got a good perennial garden and lots of blooms, cut some of the flowers and bring them into your home. Make a nice assortment of flowers, different shapes, different textures, different colors. Almost like a wildflower bouquet. And bring them in. And big vase filled with some cold water. They'll look beautiful. And if you don't have any cutting flowers, but you do have hydrangea, hydrangea makes a beautiful arrangement, and all you need to do is to remove the bulk of the foliage. Try and get a stem about 18 inches long or longer, depending on the size of your plant, and they'll last indoors in a vase of water for several weeks. There's nothing prettier than a vase full of your hydrangea, whether you live in a warm climate and you have a lot of the blue or the pink ball-shaped hydrangeas. If you live in a cooler climate, then you can make a nice arrangement of the cone-shaped flowers. And today there are so many different varieties, different textures, different sizes. They look wonderful and will last very, very well. Just put a nice fresh cut. Change that water every 3 or 4 days. Just empty. Take the flowers right out of the vase. Set them on the counter. Pour out the water. Wash it out a little bit. Fill it with fresh water. Put your blooms back in, and they'll last even longer. But this is the time of the year to take advantage of all of your hard work. Your roses are coming in into bloom. Cut some. Bring them into the home. And they'll do very, very well. The one thing that you want to stay away from is direct sunlight. If you make a nice arrangement and you put it on the table and the light is coming through your windows directly on it for several hours, that hot sun will speed up the flowering process. It will make them come into bloom quicker, and they won't bloom as long. So keep them out of the direct sunlight. The other place that you want to prevent putting a vase full of flowers is directly underneath a ceiling fan. And I know how hot it's been. We've been the same thing here in Maine where I live. A lot of humidity. And you've got those paddle fans running in overtime just to circulate that wet air that we've been getting. talking with James a little bit before the program, and this is the type of weather that you actually wear. Just hot and sticky and humid. Plants like it, but it's rough on the gardener. Probably the main problem that we would be getting into right now, for a lot of you, you've already started. When you get a lot of hot, humid, muggy weather, like we're currently getting, that's when you have to be ready for diseases, and because they thrive on humidity. What happens is, in the evening, all of the disease spores that are on plants will go airborne, and the wind will move them around from yard to yard, and if they hit a dry leaf, they just bounce off, and they continue to drift around the air. If they hit a wet leaf, they'll stick to it. And that's why we always say never water your vegetable garden or flower gardens late in the day, because the foliage is wet, the disease spores are blowing around in the air, and if your tomato plants are wet from a good irrigation, they stick to the tomato plant, and then you get a fungus disease. If the disease spores are blowing around and they land on your lilacs, and your lilacs have wet foliage, and when you have humidity in the air, the foliage is wet, then your lilacs will develop a white film called powdery mildew. One of the perennials that I like is the tall growing phlox. Wonderful plant for this time of the year, but you need to spray them on a regular basis because they'll get powdery mildew. It starts on the lower branches. Leaves will start to turn yellow, and then they'll turn brown very quickly and wilt, and they just look terrible. And if the humidity continues and you don't treat that disease problem, that fungus will move from the ground all the way to the top, and in some cases take out all of your flowers on that plant. Your vine type vegetables, things like cucumbers and squash, pumpkins, melons, for some reason that whole family will get powdery mildew. So just be aware, do your watering first thing in the morning, avoid watering at night, and that will cut back tremendously on the amount of diseases. And as soon as you see a little change, because I know a lot of you are growing things like cucumbers and summer squash and zucchini, tomatoes, you're in that garden on a daily basis, picking up the vegetables as they ripen and they get to the size that you desire. When you start to notice a problem, don't hesitate. Get the fungicide out, apply it to your plant, and that will control the problem. And if you need to repeat it, I would definitely repeat it, especially during the month of August. Do it every week. Just go out there, spray the entire garden, and that will eliminate a lot of problems. Roses, for example, they'll get powdery mildew once in a while, but their main problem is black spot. And it's very common on most of the roses, little black dots that get more and more numerous on the foliage. And if you don't use a good fungicide on them, then you're going to have a problem on your roses. And your roses this month, feed them. If you're using a good granular product like Rose Tone or Garden Tone on them, give them a good hit right now. If you're using a liquid like the Espoma Grow or Bloom, then do it every 2 weeks during August. Because once we get into September, then we got to cut off some of the food. We need to let the plant start to think, well, the weather's changing. It's getting cooler. I've got to get ready for the winter ahead. And if you keep feeding your roses all of August, which is perfect, and then you feed them heavy again in September, and possibly in October, you're going to end up with a lot of winter kill or dieback on your roses. So the month of August is the last month for you to feed your roses. So make a mental note. Feed them this month, but when the kids go back to school, for roses especially, put the fertilizer away, because you want to keep, you want to tell that plant, okay, winter's coming. Instead of making nice, succulent, soft growth that will give you blossoms, you want to make that growth start to get hard, start to prepare for the cooler weather ahead of us. And it's crazy we're talking about this, but it's something that has to be done. And if any of you have flowering shrubs, now is the time to feed them, because anything that blooms in your yard is making the flower buds right now. And we'll talk about that during the program today. But if you need some help, the number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are into August, 5 days in, and the days are really giving us a lot of beautiful flowers right now. The vegetable garden, keep picking. Now, the one thing you have to remember about whether it's a flower or a vegetable is this. If you don't pick, then that plant will stop producing flowers. The goal of the plant is to make seed for next year. So, for example, if you're growing zucchini squash in your garden, and you pick them when they're young, which is going to be under a foot, 9 inches would be better, where they're maybe 2 inches in diameter and less than a foot in length. They're nice and tender, and the seed has not had a chance to form in the plant. The more you pick at that size, they're going to be tastier. It'll be easier for some of you to digest, because I know a lot of people have a problem digesting the seed in cucumbers and your different types of summer squashes. But the second you cut that from the plant has to make another one because it didn't make any seed because you took it off. If you allow your zucchini squash, and I've seen a lot of them, they will get to be 18, 24 inches, even longer, and a good 6 to 8 inches in diameter, that plant has mature seed. And once you remove it, the plant doesn't care because it's made the seed for next year. And you're not going to have production into September. So the more you pick now, when they're small, they're going to be more tender too, the more your plant has got to work, because it's the seed that it was working on never got a chance to mature, and it has to work even harder to ensure that there are seed for the following season. So one of the things that you need to do in your vegetable garden is to fertilize it right now. If you haven't fed during July, then definitely feed all of your vegetables at this time of the year. Give them that extra push to get through the month of August. Give that extra push to make new fruit and to finish ripening the fruit that are already on there. So give them a good shot of fertilizer, whether you're using a granular like Garden Tone, which is a slow-release organic, and that'll feed it for the whole month of August and into September. Or if you're going to use a liquid like the Espoma Grow, do that every 2 weeks and just keep hitting those plants. Your eggplants are going to get larger in size. Your peppers, green, yellow, orange, and red will mature quicker and get larger in size. Your tomatoes, they're going to continue to mature and ripen. And when you're working around your tomatoes, you know, the weather has been off and on and very, very hot at times. If you see that the underside of your tomatoes have a little black spot, pull it right off the plant, throw it away. That's caused by your soil in the garden not being sweet enough. You need to add some lime. And at this time of the year, there's not a heck of a lot that you can do. But in the fall, you've got to put down some lime in the garden to prevent this from happening. And if your soil is really, really on the acidic side, it could affect your summer squash, your zucchini, and a few others in that family. But the summer squash and the zucchini, the end where the flower was on the little baby squash will start to wither and shrink, and it will look like the end of a chewed up cigar. Take it right off the plant, throw it away. Give them some food, give them plenty of water, and keep that water uniform. You know when you haven't watered enough when you look at your tomatoes, and on the top of the tomato, there are some cracks, and the beet is a different color.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It appears to have been a close call for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro as he was giving a speech at a military event. Officials say drones loaded with explosives detonated close by. They claim it was clearly an attack on Maduro. He wasn't hurt, but some National Guard soldiers were. BBC correspondent Duncan Golestani watched the video.
You can see the President Nicolas Maduro speaking at an event, an outdoor event, and then the camera shakes. He and others look off, and then the transmission cuts away to faces in the crowd. And then if you look, you can see people dispersing away after we now believe was an attempt on Nicolas Maduro's life.
There's no word yet on who is behind the drone attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, good morning.
It is. It's morning.
It is. You made it through all the traffic in Minnesota?
Beep, beep.
Who do we have up first, Nathan?
It's looking like Thomas in New Hampshire.
Thomas, good morning. How can we help you out today with your garden?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a large rose of Sharon. It's gotten too big. I realize now is not the ideal time, but is there any danger to pruning it now?
No, there's no danger. Otherwise, you'd be losing your flowers. Rose of Sharon is a wonderful late summer flowering plant. And you can prune it to keep it at any height that you want. So if it's 10 feet tall and you want it 6, you can take off 4 feet now. The only thing is you'll be losing some of the blossoms. The best time to give them a major pruning is in April. And just chop away. You could cut it in half at that point. Give it a nice rounded top to make it look more natural, and then you're going to be all set for a bit. It really is up to you. It's just one of these plants that if you don't prune it, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's 15 feet tall and 20 feet wide. So even though it's,
wow,
it's an old plant and it's that big, I can still cut it in half?
Oh, sure. But I would, if you're going to do a major pruning, then wait until springtime to do that. Rose of Sharon, once it's well established in your yard, is a plant that you basically cannot move it. It does not like to be moved around at all. And if you go to any nursery that sells Rose of Sharon, they are in containers, in a plastic pot. very, very seldom do you find a big plant wrapped in burlap like you would find a tree or evergreen plants. It just doesn't do well. I've been dealing with that plant since 1960s, and every time we try to buy ball and burlap plants, if half of them survive that year, we consider ourselves lucky. So most of the nurseries, that's why you don't find big ones, because they have to grow them in containers. Once they're in the ground, don't try and move them because they're going to die.
Okay, and even if the main branches have, as it gets long, as they grow out, eventually they have side branches.
Right.
Can I cut it back all the way so there are no side branches?
Oh, sure.
So I basically take a huge Rose of Sharon, prune it way back to the point where it's just basically a bunch of main branches.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
See, right now, your plant is in full bloom. The other thing is, all that foliage is making energy for that plant. And with the fall 6 weeks away, if you remove a lot of that foliage, then there's not going to be a lot of energy going back down into the plant for storage for next year.
Okay.
So that you may have a slower start, you may have a little bit of dieback during the winter if you prune it too hard. But next year, before the plant starts to grow, you can do whatever you want, and it will just come right back in with no damage at all.
And that would be the best time, would be in April.
Yeah, but if you want to do some spotty pruning, just to bring it in a little bit so that you can walk around it, there won't be a problem. But to cut it back by 50% now, you would have a problem next spring.
Oh, so if I wanted to like take maybe a foot off it, then I can do a major pruning in the spring?
Yes.
Okay, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's hard to mow underneath it now. Because the main branches are drooping and touching the ground.
Yeah. So anything like that that's drooping and hitting the ground, those, cut them up, remove them from the plant. And if they've got a lot of flowers on them, bring them inside the house. Cut them to about 2 feet, 2.5 feet. Put them in a big vase of water, and you'll have some blooms on your kitchen table.
Sounds good. Very good.
Terrific. Anything else we can help you with?
Is that a rule of thumb for pretty much all plants? Best time to prune is in the spring?
As a general rule, any non-blooming plant, like all of your junipers, all of your yews, holly and things like that, any of your evergreens, you can prune them first thing in the spring. Anything that blossoms in the spring, if you prune it first thing, then you're going to remove all of the flower buds. So you usually wait till they get done blooming. So when your forsythia is done blooming, chop it back. When bridal wreath is done blooming, then you can cut it back. Rhododendrons, they're going to bloom during June. As soon as the flowers start to get dirty, cut it back.
Okay. And same with the azalea. When the flowers start to get dirty, cut it back.
Yeah. See, if you cut your azaleas back in the early spring, you're going to take all of the flower buds off, and you've waited a whole year for it, so you might as well wait another month, enjoy the blooms, and then you can cut it back, feed it to try and fill in and to make it thicker and fuller without increasing a lot of height and width to the plant, then it will work fine for you. But just if you prune it heavy now, you're going to remove all the buds, you're going to remove all of the branches that are making energy, to make that plant grow for next year, because the inside of your Rosa Sharon, like even the inside of a lilac, there's not that much foliage because the outer branches contain all the leaves. And if you take all the leaves out from the sides of it, then the factory that makes the energy is being closed slowly and slowly, with less energy being produced. So a major pruning, springtime.
And what would be a good fertilizer for Rosa Sharon?
I use Plant Tone. Plant Tone is all organic. It's got beneficial microbes in it. And the other thing that's nice about Plant Tone, it's a slow-release fertilizer for a three-month period. So in April, you shape your Rosa Sharon. Don't cut it flat. You know, kind of round off that top a bit to make it look more natural.
Okay.
Give it a good feeding. And for something like that, you want to use a pound for every 3 feet of height or spread. And scratch it into the ground. And then when the weather changes, all the new growth will come out. See, Rosa Sharon produces its blossom on the new growth made in the spring, not on the old wood like forsythia and plants like that. So Rosa Sharon, being that it blooms during the summer, it produces on the tips of the branches that were made that year.
Okay. Very good. Well, that's very helpful.
Terrific. Thank you, Thomas. We appreciate the call, and we're here for you every Sunday morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Andy in Maine.
Andy, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hey, I've got a perennial bed that I want to redesign and move some perennials around, but I'm wondering, I should wait till springtime. Most of the perennials that I'm looking at the transplant are spring bloomers, but I don't know if I should move them now or just wait. Wait, just get the design ready and do it, start in the springtime.
If they're non-blooming, if they've already come into bloom, a lot of your nurseries and garden centers buy their perennials in the fall of the year. Things like hosta, daylilies, poppies, peonies, iris, they're all dug in the fall during the month of September. Ship without soil directly to the nursery. The nursery will get them in. They'll prune them up a little bit, clean them, and repot them during September to sell the following year. So all you would have to do, design your perennial bed now, and then mid-September, dig up the perennials that you want to move. Put them in cardboard boxes, get them all out of there, then recondition your soil with some compost, animal manure, and things like that. And then if one of the perennials that you've chosen to be transplanted is going to be too big, you can divide it. You can cut it in half. If it's real big, you can cut it in three or four pieces and then replant at that point. When everything's in the new design, then you put a little bit of a granular fertilizer, like the Espoma Garden Tone, and then some bark mulch, just to keep the weeds down, to give the soil some additional insulation against the wind, and to eliminate a lot of your weeding for the following year. But as I said, most of the bigger nurseries that grow their own plants, they're buying them in bare root during September, potting them, putting them into cold frames for the winter, and that way when spring comes, they take them out, put them on the tables, and away you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Don't be shy. If you have a question, you're not quite sure, you're better to ask, and that way we can do it correctly. But, you know, this is the time that a lot of the plants, for example, if you had bleeding heart, they're pretty much turning yellow and changing colors right now. If you had tall hybrid lilies, their season is pretty well done. And a lot of your early blooming perennials are done. But now you've got your later blooming ones, things like sedum, that will dare in their glory during the month of September. And you don't want to dig those until they're done blooming. So anything that's in full bloom or is coming into bloom, leave it alone. Give them some time and dig them later. Everything else that they've gone through the flowering process, they're starting to go into the dormancy cycle, those can be dug right now. But you don't want to dig daylilies. They're in full bloom. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a crazy month. Things are going to grow like crazy. So just get out there, harvest your vegetables, cut some of your annuals and your perennials and bring them indoors and enjoy them. Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next?
James in Massachusetts.
James, good morning. How can we help you with your garden?
Yeah, hi, it's Gene. But anyway,
hi.
Hey, my wife is attached to a hydrangea, which her son went after the wedding. So anyway, it's grown. But last year, she dumped some ground clear on a patio, and it drained across, and it killed like 3/4 of the plant. This year, it came back. Just about a quarter of it, and not very strong, but it's alive. The bottom line is, we're moving to next door. Basically, we bought it. We're building another house. It's not really ready to move yet, but we're going to this fall hopefully be moving.
Okay.
Can I dig that up and move that, or is she going to have to leave it there?
Is it in bloom now?
There was maybe half a dozen blooms on it, and they're just about going by now. It looks like.
Okay, and you're going to be moving in September?
Well, probably October or November, something like that. But we've got to get it off the property, obviously, before we can put the house we're in now on the market.
Right, right.
And the same, the birth house 40 years ago, we wanted to dig up and move that. But question, okay. Can that be done through this fall or not?
Yeah, you can. I mean, if you want to move and you want to take it with you, if you can wait until we get through the heat of August, that way there'll be a lot less stress on that plant. And what you want to do is you want to feed those now. Get some liquid fertilizer, or if you have any plant tone, give them a good handful or two around the plant to try and get some of that energy into the plant, and that will help with transplant shock. And then go to a nursery and see if they have any big plastic pots that are empty. If they do landscaping, I would be sure that in the back someplace of the business there'll be a big pile. And, you know, ask them if they have any plastic pots that you could have to transplant some material. And then as soon as you get the word, then you could dig them out of your home and put them in a shady location on your property and hit them with some liquid food until you're ready to move them to the new house.
Okay. Well, I could theoretically move it right now. I mean, we own both properties and it's right next door. There's no landscaping done, but if I figured out where I was going to put them specifically, I could do that in September all in one process. Would that be the logical way to do it?
Yes, exactly. But just the month of August traditionally is hot and humid and sticky, as I'm sure that you know. And if you try and move something that's got a lot of foliage, I guarantee you that it will not survive. So wait until things cool off, and then you'll be in good shape. And, you know, usually what happens is after the kids go back to school in September, a lot of the nurseries will get a lot of freshly dug plant material. And they wait until things cool off, and by mid-September, new plants are coming in into the nursery, and that would be the time for you to dig them and move them also.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So then the end of September isn't too late then?
No. No.
Okay. That was my main concern, that I didn't want to wait too long, but sometime in September.
Yeah. And then, you know, anything, James, Gene, any plants that are evergreen, that are going to retain their foliage during the winter, dig them up and plant them, you know, condition the soil and get them in, keep them nice and wet. And then during October or early November, spray that foliage with something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, and that will plug up all of the pores in the leaf so that it doesn't dehydrate during the winter, and then they should be okay. But wait until things cool off, dig them, put an anti-desiccant on them in October, and you should be in good shape. Thank you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.